Hello Chris, so this is the end of the workshop dedicated to the root of the deer. We are in Charente-Maritime in France. We are in Haute-Saintonge, specific area of Charente-Maritime. So I would like to know why you came from Switzerland to take photos of the red deer stags.
The main reason is that I have never seen the root of the deers so far. I have heard the animals in the Swiss Alps, but I have not really seen them, and there was no chance to take a picture of them. So I knew that this is the chance for me to get these images I wanted.
But above the images, what was your deep goal? Okay, taking a photo of a stag, it's one thing, but how did you want to show them?
Also there, I already had my imaginations on how I wanted to see them. When I was in the Swiss Alps to look for them, it was early in the morning, it was foggy and moody. Unfortunately, I didn't see them actually, but here I had really the opportunity to get the fog and the moody atmosphere. The weather in the morning with the fog is just fabulous.
Okay, so you realized what you wanted to do?
Yes, I really had the images in my head.
Okay.
I that kind of image, so far I haven't really seen them on the internet when you look for deer root or whatever, but I had this imagination from the Alps without the deers, and now here I got the moody atmosphere with the deers.
Great, I'm glad.
Yes.
So this is your first time in Haute-Saintonge, I think?
Yes.
What do you think about the sceneries you saw every day, in the morning, the afternoon? Are they good sceneries, good decor, I would say, for your images?
Oh yeah, the decor the scenery is fabulous. Actually, I was totally surprised to meet that kind of scenery in the south of France.
Really?
Before had a totally different imagination on how this looks like. And there are many places here that remind me to the landscape in Sweden and in Finland even.
Oh, okay.
So the pond and the stones you can see and so on really reminded me on that landscape. So about the landscape, I'm really surprised.
Great. Oh, I'm glad. That's really great. And so how did you find, but I'm talking about the beauty. How did you find the stag? Have you been impressed? Do you love them? What do you think?
Oh, they are impressive animals. In a way, I wouldn't call it disappointed, but I expected them to be bigger. But that's probably also a question of where you see them.
Mm-hmm.
The ones I've seen in the Alps, I saw from far, and I was expecting a bigger animal here.
Okay.
But that doesn't change.
This is a regular size for this kind of deer,
okay,
you know?
Yes,
this is a regular, it's a normal, it's 200 kilos.
Yes.
But you can have, like, for example, in US, they're bigger because they're wapiti.
Yeah. Of
for the red deer stags, they are pretty good shape.
Yeah. Okay.
And about the bugling by itself, what do you think? The song, the.
Oh, that's very impressive to hear them. And sometimes when they get close and they start running, and I'm not sure whether it's true, but I get the feeling that you really feel the power by the vibration in on the ground or whatever.
Okay.
So yes.
So you have been impressed by the bugle of the day. Oh, okay,
definitely.
Great. Okay, so now talking about the blinds. Did you like the way the blinds, the eight blinds on the field? Did you like the way they were?
The blinds were placed well.
Okay.
And the rest is nature. What I also realized that the blind is good to be able and move inside.
Mm-hmm.
When you are not in the blind, you really have to keep still, and there is nothing to no chance to look on your iPhone what's going on, because the blue light will illuminate your face and that's it.
Yes, sir.
You can summarize it in the blind. You can look at your iPhone outside the blind.
Uh-huh.
You really have to keep completely still.
You're right.
And then I'm surprised how close they get.
Yes.
I mean, that can be 20 meters.
Uh-huh.
This morning I was really surprised.
Me too.
They saw me. I don't know whether they could identify me, but they saw that there is something that they continued to feed,
mm-hmm,
and got up to 20 meters towards me. So,
you did some good photos.
Yes.
And please tell me, what will be the photo you are going to keep in mind? Not the best one, but what will be your best souvenir of that trip? What will you remind?
Yeah, actually, it's probably one of the pictures I took, I think, on the first day or the first afternoon, where a white stag came through an alley, and the light was coming from the left.
Oh, with so, the red, the green color.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
So that's like in a fairy tale.
Oh, yes.
So that was something very special.
You will always remember.
Yes.
Okay.
But there are many other scenes.
Sure. But one. This one.
Yes.
Okay.
So,
the first day.
On the first day. Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.